It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064. Or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Ndalama Insights Radio Show. Today we are discussing a question: should I take out a loan if my business isn't doing well? With my guest from Insight Partners Africa, Mukonki Mukonkera. Mukonki, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Herbert. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good. And good evening, dear listeners. Thanks for joining us today.
Mukonki, how do personal loans work?
So a personal loan is simply a loan that someone gets from a financial institution which is in their personal name. It's different from a business loan. A business loan is a loan that someone gets and it's in the business, in the company's name. And normally personal loans are advanced, especially in our country, to people that are working, that can show that they have regular income coming through their bank account. So that is what a personal loan is. And it's normally used for personal things. It's supposed to be used for personal things and not business. Normally, that is what a personal loan is.
I've heard some people say that personal loans are unsecured because they are not backed by collateral. But there are times when you go to get a loan, the bank will ask you for collateral of one form or another.
It's true. Most personal loans are not supposed to be backed by collateral. But, you know, banks are risk averse. They want to protect their interest.
Who doesn't want to protect their business?
We all want to. So they do ask for some type of collateral, unfortunately. But there are some personal loans that do not, you don't need collateral for, as long as you have a stable maybe job and you can demonstrate to the financiers that you have a regular income, you are going to be in this employment for a specific amount of period so that it covers the loan period. There are situations where you can get a personal loan without collateral. And having said this, actually, Herbert, now we have the movable collateral registry, which is a registry at PACRA that allows individuals that have movable assets, motor vehicles, assets in the house, or even accounts receivables if you have a business, to borrow based on your movable assets. So even for personal loans, you can use your movable assets as collateral to borrow from a financial institution.
Mukonki, assuming I'm a business person and my business isn't doing well, would it be wise for me to take out a personal loan or a business loan for me to stabilize my business?
So when you start out in business, one of the first things you often hear from people is do not mix personal with business. And this is extremely important. But then sometimes the question really should be, should I, instead of, it's possible you can use a personal loan in your business. But the question you should be asking is it wise? Should you actually be, you know, using your personal loan for business? And it goes, first of all, to the reason why do you want to use a personal loan for business? Maybe because are you unable to access a business loan for your business? And if you use your personal loan for your business, how much is it? Is it sufficient enough to fund your business? Because oftentimes, personal loans are not as big as business loans. They are of relatively small amounts. And they are required to be paid back within shorter periods, maybe within 12 months. Business loans are much bigger, and they give you a little bit more time for you to repay back the loan. So you using a personal loan for business actually exposes you to a default risk, because you are required to repay that loan within the minimum amount of time. It's not even a lot of money. So if you spend that money on business and you don't make money as quickly as possible to pay back that loan, you may have actually lost out that money. So there's a lot that you need to consider in terms of whether you should use personal loans for business.
Mukonki, don't you think it's also down to the kind of business that you do? For instance, if I'm just running a small enterprise where I don't need 150,000 kwacha. I just need maybe say 5,000. I just need 10,000. Surely, can't I use my personal loan to finance my business? After all, it is my business.
It is your business. If you are a sole trader, the business is you. It might be reasonable in those cases if the amounts are not really significant for you to use the personal loan. But again, it goes back to whether you should be using personal loans. Because when you apply to get that loan, what did you say you wanted to use the loan for? If you said you are going to use it for your business, then probably even the financials understand that even though it's a personal loan in this person's name, they are going to use it to reinvest in their business, the amount that we've given them. So probably in those situations, you could use the personal loan. But if you look at bigger businesses or businesses that are relatively big, using a personal loan for business definitely is not recommended. It is not recommended because a loan that is used in the business must be acquired by the business. This also draws me to the principle of separation between a business and a person. A business has its own identity. And whatever debts that the business incurs must be under that business name. Because if you default or the business defaults on repaying the loan, you as the individual is protected. If the bank has to get that collateral, it will only get what belongs to the company. If you used your personal loan to invest in your business, you expose yourself to other risks in situations where collateral may have to be grabbed from you. You may lose out on your personal property if you used that personal property as surety to get that loan that you've used in the business that is not doing well.
In a nutshell, what are the differences between a business loan and a personal loan?
So simply, a personal loan is a loan that is in your personal name. You got it in your personal capacity as Herbert or as Mukonki. That is your personal loan. A business loan is a loan that is obtained under the business name. So if you have ABC Limited and you applied to the bank to get the loan under ABC Limited, that is what the business loan is. And there are different kinds of business loans. And today's program is not really to talk about the different kinds, but we've got bank overdrafts, we've got loans for equipment, we've got purchase holder financing arrangements. There are so many different types of business loans that you can get.
Just now, we take a short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are still listening to your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. For comments or questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604. Take your business to the next level with Dalama Insights.
Welcome back to the show. For those who just joined us, we are discussing a very interesting topic. Should I take out a personal loan if my business isn't doing well? With my guest, Mukonki. Now, Mukonki, we previously talked about taking a personal loan to finance a business. How about a business loan? Should a business person consider taking out a business loan to finance his or her business?
Yes, as long as they are not taking out a business loan. I thought you were going to say to take out a business loan to finance their personal issues. So great, you've said to finance their business. Yes, you could consider taking a business loan to finance your business, because that is what business loans are designed for. Now, what you need to do before you even consider taking out this business loan is the reason why you need this loan. You need to look at the reasons, and you must have really important reasons, because even when you go to the banks or the financial institutions, they're going to look at why does this company need the loan. And there are general reasons. You could be a growing company. You are expanding. You've got a lot of market. You've got a lot of customers such that the demand for your product is exceeding your capacity to supply the market. the banks or financial institutions are able to identify you as a high growth enterprise that they would be interested in financing, because they know this business is doing very well. We know they've got cash coming in, but they just don't have enough working capital to finance their business. So the reason why you're getting this loan really, really matters. Other reasons could be, generally, the economy is not doing well. So the inventory in the shop that you have is not selling. But you need money to pay your suppliers. You need money to pay your employees. Everybody knows that this is a phase and it's going to die out. So you've got a good business. Generally, you do very well. But because we are going through a difficult period, you may need help in terms of extra funds to come in your business to help you through that difficult period. That could also be a good reason for you to start looking for funding to help you through those phases. So the reason why you're asking for that loan really matters. Now, having established a very good reason for you to get funding for your business, the next thing you need to look at is, can you afford to get that loan? Oftentimes, business people go to the banks simply because I need to get money. As to whether they can afford to get that loan, they don't really look at those numbers. Now, the numbers you need to look at in terms of whether you can afford the loan are quite simple. So we could look at the interest rate that everybody talks about. What is the current interest rate for the kind of loan that you want to get? Okay. And again, look at the different types of funding. It's not just a bank loan. That is too general. Loans have got different names. What kind of facility are you looking for? If you establish the kind of loan that you are looking for, I mentioned purchase order finance. You've got orders that you need to execute, but you don't have money to ensure that you carry through those orders to your customers. That is purchase order finance. We've got traditional bank loans where you want maybe to buy equipment. You go to the bank and say, we want to expand in this area. We need to buy this machinery. That is another kind of loan that you could get. Having established that the type of loan, look at the cost. What does it cost for me to get this loan? What will it cost my company for us to get this loan? The interest rate, the loan arrangement fees. Do we need collateral to finance this debt? What is the period in which we'll be required to repay back? And what's the effect on our cash flow if we take a longer period or a shorter period? So look at all those factors. If at the end of the day you establish that if you get the loan, it's going to help you get extra funds in your business so that you are able to supply the product or service, to pay your suppliers, to pay your employees, and generally for your business to survive the difficult period, then go ahead and do that. If again you've established that this loan is going to help you grow because you are going to be able to sustain your market demand and as a result expand your business operations and grow, and that is going to happen at a profit, then go ahead and do it. So the key thing is you need to be cautious. Look at the cost of that loan. It's very sad to find that most entrepreneurs go to financial institutions, borrow money without really having read the thin lines that are in the contracts. And at the end of the day, they realize that they actually have this huge debt that they're unable to repay back because they could not even afford to get that loan to start with. And maybe they were just able to get the loan because they had collateral, they had a house, so they had property. But at the end of the day, the business is not sustainable enough for them to actually repay back the loan on its own. And as a result, they default and property is grabbed from them, and then they start complaining. Very unfortunate situations can be avoided if you run through the list of things that I've looked at.
As a matter of emphasis, when should a business avoid taking out a business loan?
When you've established that you're not clear with the reason why you want to get this loan. It's not about growth. It's not about the economy not doing well and that is just a phase for you. If you don't know the reason why, you don't understand why, all you know is I need to get a loan because every business needs a loan to grow. That is not a good reason. Yes, every business needs a loan. But when do they need that loan? You need to establish the reason. You need to have a good reason. If you've not done your mathematics, if you haven't looked at the cost of the loan and whether you have your whatever project or whatever way you're going to invest this money in is not going to give you enough returns to cover repaying back the loan and also interest on top of that loan, don't even consider looking at that borrowing. What I would recommend is looking at your internal resources, looking at your accounts receivables, looking at your inventory if you have stock, looking at your accounts payables. Accounts payables are suppliers. These are people that offer you goods or services on credit. That is also another alternative, looking at establishing good relationships with these suppliers so that they can extend credit to you and hoping that you are a reliable customer to them, rather than seeking out debt that can be costly to your business.
And lastly, Mukonki, when do business people take out personal loans for their business?
No, that should never happen.
But there are circumstances.
You mentioned those habits. You said, supposing I'm a small business and I only need maybe 10,000.
I thought I would catch you this time because earlier on you refused to sanction this.
No,
so I thought maybe this time you would, with the passage
for,
of time.
For me, strictly speaking, for me, it's about never use personal loans for business. Use personal loans for personal business and use business loans for business. But most times, and this is very common, you find people getting personal loans and investing them in their business. If the business does not do well, the repercussions are very severe for you as a person, which is why when it comes to corporate law, we separate the business from the person, mainly to protect you if you are a limited company. And I think the same thing applies even to getting loans.
Mukonki, there are times when interest rates of personal loans are more affordable than business loans. So I don't take advantage.
You could take advantage. But even as you do, I think go through everything that we've covered in this program. Is the cost worth it? What kind of investment are you making? When are the returns going to come in? Is the period that you are given under the personal loan enough for you, for the investment that you are going to make in the business to repay back that loan? Look at those factors.
Any concluding remarks?
Just encouraging people to look at how... when they are getting loans, how are they getting those loans? If they are personal loans, is it really, should you use your personal loan to invest in your business? It comes to your personal decision at the end of the day. But hoping that everything we've covered in today's program is going to give further insights so that people can make well-informed decisions when it comes to obtaining bank loans.
Well, from what you've explained, I can also come in and say loans... also, a poor solution for mismanaged finances. Be honest with yourself, particularly if you're a business person, about how well you understand where your money is going. Hiring a more experienced bookkeeper or operations manager may be the more responsive long-term solution. Remember, every smart investment in the business's future helps it grow stronger. All right, we'd like to thank you so much for listening to the program today. Do join us in our next program on the 18th of June 2019 at 07:20 hours, themed Ways to Fund Your Business. For further details on the next show, join the Ndalama Insights Radio Network on Facebook. On behalf of my guest, I'm Herbert Mutabi. Goodbye.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid, in Lusaka.